What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got diamond drama. Oh, I love this kind of drama. A baseball diamond. Did you know it's a baseball diamond that is a girl's best friend? It's funny because I wondered if I would continue to say that, continue to theorize that diamonds from baseball are a girl's best friend once I had an actual diamond on my finger. But I still feel that way. As much as I love jewelry, and I have a few select pieces. In fact, I just wrote about jewelry in my latest blog, weirdly enough. But as much as I do love it, it's not a girl's best friend. If it is, you're living a sad existence. But baseball diamonds, those can be your BFF. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I hope that you kicked your hump day in the rear and that you have come out, well, the other guy looks worse. When you get into a fight, doesn't the other guy, as long as the other guy or gal looks worse, then you are one up. Well, I hope you one upped your Wednesday because we're now closer to the weekend. And actually, when I walked in the door in the lobby of our building, I have no idea why there were four. I think there were four security guards. Seemed a little bit like overkill, but maybe they were changing shifts. It was busy down there, and every single one of them said good morning, which I just have to stop myself every time from making some smart-ass comment or snarky remark about it being the morning when it's a couple minutes after midnight. That's not the morning. Anyway, I digress. It's a pet peeve of mine. I don't know why, but they all insist on saying good morning. And so as I'm coming into the building, they asked me how I was doing after wishing me a good morning. And my response was, well, we're closer to the weekend. They're far too chipper down there for me. But I can understand, maybe, just maybe, they were Brewers fans because, you know, the Brewers have clinched their third National League Central title in 4 years. Congratulations to Milwaukee. This one, a little bit different, right? They've changed managers. They've got a young team in many cases. And right on their heels, the second team, the first in the American League to clinch a playoff spot, that would be the New York Yankees. And I dare say they are still celebrating in Seattle. It looked wet and messy. And actually, going back to the Brewers, I just saw this before I walked into the studio. It's pretty funny. So I hope we can grab the audio, Producer Pete. There is a video from the Brewers clubhouse in which they're celebrating. And Pat Murphy, their first-year manager, is welcoming a special guest into the middle of the scrumble. And he stops everyone. He gets everyone's attention. They're all soaking wet. A lot of them playing, wearing goggles and just playing like kiddos, having a grand old time because they've won the division title. And he clears a space and he brings in a special guest and he gets the group to be quiet and he says, there is no one who epitomizes championships more than this guy. Standing next to him is Bob Uecker, who's got a gigantic smile on his face, and his response is, I peed my pants. I swear, you can hear it. Now, he's a little fainter than is Pat Murphy, but it's pretty funny that his response to being brought into the middle of the scrum, into the middle of this celebration, is, I just peed my pants. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. On that note, Brewers fans, that's your guy, but boy, is he terrific. I remember when I first realized he was the voice of the Brewers, I actually knew him from, it was at Mr. Belvedere, the show that he used to act on. He was the father, right, in Mr. Belvedere?
Correct.
Hysterical was a show that I watched when I was a kid, and my brother and I loved it. And so we had no idea that he was a baseball player or that he was working in broadcasting after that. No, we just knew him from Mr. Belvedere. And he is obviously a national treasure. So online at A-Law Radio, we'd love to connect with you Brewers fans. How are you feeling? We'll get some reaction as they win another division title and are still in the running for a very tight home field advantage slash best record in the National League. And actually, those are some good races in both the NL and the AL. As the Dodgers win, they're doing this East Coast road trip, kind of southeast right now. They split a series with the Braves over the weekend, but then got pounded by the Marlins on Tuesday, only to turn around and double them up on Wednesday for the win. Shohei Ohtani did have another stolen base. So not a home run, but a stolen base, which means right now he's on 48 dingers and 49 steals. So he's getting very close. He could actually get to 50, of course, at any point now with the stolen bases, because once he gets on base, he's a threat to run. And he's crafty on the base paths as well. The home runs may be a little harder to come by, but if you're looking at the number of games left now, most of these guys are down to 10 games. And that's where the Dodgers sit. They're at 152 regular season games completed with 10 to go. And they have the Padres hot on their heels. So we'll get to that NL West as well. The Mets, they continue to win. They've got 14 victories in their last 18 tries. So another surge. They're tied for the second wild card in the National League. It's pretty amazing what's happening here. It's a all-out blitz to the finish line now. I kind of feel like it's the end of a half marathon in my case, but a marathon where you're tired, you're worn out, your wagon is sagging. You get to the point in the season where it feels like you have so far to go. You might not make it. Maybe your energy is down. The summer, the hot, the humidity, all that jazz. But then you get within a mile. Again, this is my case. You get within a mile and you realize, oh my gosh, I'm going to be able to do this. I'm almost done. And you get a shot and a burst of adrenaline, and it carries you through that final mile and a tenth, of course. Unless you're doing a marathon, it's a mile or maybe a couple of miles and two tenths. But that's where these baseball teams are. You can tell that they can see the finish line from their vantage point and are now all gas, no brakes. Regardless of how tired they are, they recognize that there's so much on the line still, which means you're going to see the best of the best start to surge a little bit. Of course, they want to get to health, full health before the playoffs. So maybe being careful with some guys who are nursing injuries, but otherwise, everybody is all in. And that's where the Yankees are now. The Yankees have put some distance between themselves and the Orioles and had the opportunity to clinch in Seattle on Wednesday night, but they go into extra innings.
Anthony Rizzo, first pitch, line drive down the right field line. It's a fair ball. Dominguez is going to score from second. Raley picks it out of the corner. Dominguez touches home. Anthony Rizzo coming through in extras. An RBI double, and the Yankees retake the lead. It's 2-1.
Anthony Rizzo with both RBI in this game in Seattle, and that's the call with Justin Shackle on the Yankees radio network. So then they get to the bottom of the 10th, and Julio Rodriguez is sitting on third base, right? So they just need one run to tie.
2-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a...
Whoa.
Oh, he swung on and missed. The bat flew into left field. Rodriguez off the bag, and they got him at third base. Wells through to Chisholm. Rodriguez was leading too far off third following the strikeout, and it is a remarkable double play here in the bottom of the 10th.
Yeah, a little odd moment. And here in our newsroom where the Yankees broadcasts originate, so going down the hall, our New York affiliate WFAN carries the Yankees play-by-play. In fact, their Spanish language broadcaster, Ricky Ricardo, doesn't make these long road trips, he's here in studio calling the game. So it's kind of fun because you've got the full Yankees operation where the Spanish language broadcast is taking place and then the English broadcast on the main channel and all kinds of reaction. People in the newsroom just have no clue what just played out there in the bottom of the 10th. So yeah, there's a broken bat and it goes kind of flying up that third base line where Julio Rodriguez sort of dodges it, maybe. He just kind of steps around it, but I guess not understanding the situation, and he's too far off the bag, and they're able to throw him out. So, yeah, maybe not knowing how many strikes there were or what the situation was, but they're able to get him off the bag because he kind of nonchalantly is hanging out there, I don't know, maybe 7-8 feet off of third base. So, yeah, all that was left was another out. Yankees get that, and they earn a playoff berth. It's the 59th in franchise history. No, I did not count them. I saw that when I was doing my research. But if you're looking at the more recent history, it's 25 of the last 30 years, but have not won a World Series in.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In 15 years. So it's been a drought that Yankees fans are not used to, don't like. And at this point, at least, they're assured of a wild card, but are looking for more, looking to lock up that division. Aaron Boone now leading the team to the playoffs for the sixth time in seven seasons.
Obviously, one of our goals, you want to get in the dance and have a chance to go chase that prize. We got that accomplished. Hopefully now we can go out and win the division and get that next goal.
Courtesy of Amazon Prime, which actually is something else that was happening. It's kind of interesting because we were hearing the radio broadcast. As I say, they're echoing out in our newsroom. There's guys working to pull tape and that kind of stuff. And they also have the TV on with the Prime broadcast. But you can hear it. P, what would you say, a good 5-6 seconds before you see it on Prime?
Oh, yeah.
So Prime has got that much of a delay, and it makes sense because it's streaming. But it's that much of a delay that if you're listening to the radio, you have to try to sync them up. But we knew the game was over because we could hear it in our newsroom long before Prime was able to bring it to the masses. And I know people still get upset about the streaming. It's here to stay, so we just have to figure out a way to navigate it. As for Anthony Rizzo, a pair of RBI for the Yankees on this night. And, yeah, they actually have bigger goals than just clinching a playoff
spot.
The
division's in sight. It's getting closer and closer. But we'll celebrate tonight. We'll have fun and we'll enjoy it because it's a big accomplishment. It's the beauty of this game. It's a grind. And I feel like right now this team is building up a lot of momentum internally. And we feel really good.
So the Yankees clinch a playoff spot. The Brewers clinch an actual division title. And for them, as I say, it's been something that's consistent, relatively consistent. We'll talk to our friend Maury Brown of Forbes, who will join us from the Pacific Northwest coming up a little bit later on this hour, maybe next hour. He's got an event that he's at. But we'll talk to him about some of the big questions as we head into the month of October, the busiest month of October, now with two of the playoff berths locked up. Worried about the Orioles, not sure what's going on with them. They've lost 8 of 10, 9 of 12, and they've faded to 5 games back of the Yankees, though are likely still to make a wild card. And then you think about some of the other teams that are on the verge there. Man, the American League Central has surprised a lot of people. This is a division that could potentially, now it's unlikely because the Orioles seem like they're still going to have a playoff spot, but at least three teams are in contention for the three wild cards out of the American League Central behind the Guardians. So the Guardians are still in a position, good position now. They get a walk-off on Wednesday night, and so they've maintained a nice lead atop that American League Central. And actually, the Royals have dropped 4 in a row. As the Orioles, we talked about them too. So those two teams are backpedaling. Meanwhile, the Detroit Tigers, they're in a really good position. They continue to play well, adding to the Royals' misery on Wednesday night.
The 1-1. Fly ball, right field. This one's way back and right and gone. Got a fastball this time and did not miss. Number 24 for Riley Green. Tigers take a 2-1 lead in the third. The Royals right now hold the second wild card spot. Shot fair down the first baseline. Pass to diving Gurriel into the corner. Torkelson is in. Young is being waved. He's being waved around third. Coming home. Relay from Garcia up the line. Save! Got under the tag. Sweeney ends up on third. The Tigers add 2 runs and take a 4-1 lead.
The call there on the Tigers radio network. So, yes, Detroit, Kansas City, this one is two teams going in opposite directions. The Tigers are surging. And remember, it's A.J. Hinch who's managing this team now. He was banished after the cheating scandal and all the trash can mess in Houston. And how long has he been there? 3 seasons now? The first couple were fairly brutal, but he's managed to stick, and they're on the right track.
It's awesome. I mean, these guys, you know, first off, we believe, and secondly, we come every day to try to win the game, and we are winning a lot, which is, it's fun to watch these guys learn and grow and compete their ass off to the end of the game.
Okay, so it's longer than I thought. I just quick did a search. He got there in 21. So he was banished in 20. He got there in 21. And as I say, they were in a rough spot when he first got there. If I can look at their final records, they were... Okay, that's managerial tendencies. That's not what I'm looking for. Here we go. Okay, 77-85 his first season. Worse the next season, 66-96. Still below 500 last year. Only 6 games below 500. So kind of the first year and his third year, they were in the same spot. They swooned in 22. And now look at them in 24. They're in position, at least a challenge for a wild card spot. And they are 6 games above 500. So quite the job there for A.J. Hinch, and loves doing what he does. I mean, he's always been passionate about the job and certainly passionate about the game. So we got a lot more to get to when it comes to Major League Baseball. But yes, Brewers and Yankees, the first two to clinch playoff spots as we hurdle our way toward October. My husband said something to me about next week is the end of the month. So his job is busier at the end of the month. And I started a little bit. Next week is the end of the month. That's kind of crazy. But yes, as we head into this coming weekend, it's what, the 22nd and 23rd, I think? 21st, 22nd, something like that. So yeah, next week is absolutely the end of the month. Hold on, I gotta look. My days
21st and 22nd
tend to blend together because of the upside down nature of this gig. And so sometimes this is bad when it comes to remembering birthdays, but sometimes I lose track of days. And when I come up for air, think, oh no, I've missed this and this and this. Anyway, so yeah, that's where the calendar comes in handy. But producer Pete is right. 21st and the 22nd this weekend. So yeah, it's getting closer. We're closer to the end of September than we are to the beginning. All right. Love to connect with you at A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, I did go back and answer some of your questions for Ask Amy Anything. So I hope that you were able to check those out. I am not sure I have it, Pete, actually. Oh, yep. Found it. So I was able to go back and answer some of those. Forgive the distraction there for a second. I was looking for something. But also, I appreciate those of you who've checked out my blog. That's very kind of you as well. I haven't even really posted the link yet, but I know some of you follow it. So it's been a good week of connecting. Some real kind words coming from our social about people who value the show and it keeps you company when you need it. And that's great. That's really been my goal of the show, specifically over the last 4 years, really since the pandemic, is as much as we love to talk about sports, it's more about the connection with people. And that's why I love radio, because it's unique in the way that it connects people across the miles and across various backgrounds and work schedules and other kinds of boundaries. We can connect in a way that you just can't do with any other medium. So we're glad to have you again at A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Tatis swings at the first pitch. He hits one on a rope. Out to left center. It's going to go. Almost the exact same spot as Manny. Machado a homer on the first pitch in the sixth. And now Tatis a homer the first pitch of the eighth. And it's 2-0. 3-2 to Machado. Manny swings. Hits it in the air to left field and deep. Alvarez is back. He's looking up. It's going to go. Anything you can do, I can do better. Machado with his second of the day. He and Fernando go back to back. And a near perfect 8 innings from Dylan Cease. Now Solano steps into one. Sends it to deep left. Alvarez is back. He leaps up. It's going to go. Back to back to back. The Padres have teed off on Caleb Ford here in the eighth inning, and it's 4-0.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Quite the atmosphere at Petco Park, where the Padres blank the Astros 4-0, and they do it with 4 home runs. Win number 14 for Dylan Cease. So it was the hitting, it was the pitching, it was the defense, it was everything. And the Astros, while they are likely to end up winning the AL West, couldn't match the intensity of the Padres, who are hanging in and still within striking distance of those Dodgers.
It really doesn't matter the environment. We're going to play our game. Opponent, environment, day, night, hot, cold. You know, we're going to play our game. We're going to play efficiently, and we're going to play, you know, clearly to win.
So it's interesting because there's just 10 games left. What can Mike Schilt's Padres do to try to put more pressure on the Dodgers and also atop the National League wild card standings? Can they remain there? Because there is some pressure behind them with teams like the Diamondbacks out of their own division. The Braves actually are on the outside looking in. This is crazy. The National League wild card has become so crowded. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's crowded among the four teams, so they're not separated by very much. I think from the Padres to the Braves is just 4.5 games. So it's total 4.5 games among four teams. So that's crowded at the top. But also, you now have four teams for just 3 spots, which means one of them is going to be on the outside looking in. And again, believe it or not, as much as the Padres still could win the National League West, the Mets are a team that is breathing down their necks in the wild card standings.
2-2. hit hard, shortstop, Hole Abrams dives, cannot get it, it's in the left to hit. Vientos gets waved toward the plate, the throw from Wood, not in time. Vientos slides in feet first, Acuna's become a ribby machine. An RBI single to left, he's at first, Bader to second, 4-0 Mets. The 0-1, and Nimmo cracks one, deep right center field, Cruz looks up, gone! Home run, Brandon Nimmo. It is 9-0 Mets. All runs coming in this inning.
Oh, yes. 9 runs coming in the same inning. Those all in the fourth, though they did score 10 runs on 11 hits. That's the call there on the Mets radio network. So they have no trouble with the Nationals. And Carlos Mendoza's club has won 14 of 18. Man, think about where they were to start the season.
It's feeling real, although, you know, I want to say probably go back to May or in June, you know. But I'm going to keep saying it. We haven't done anything, you know. We got to continue to play well, and I know we will.
Mm. So the Mets are right now sitting on the second wild card. Excuse me. I don't know when I decided that it was earlier in my career. No point in having pretenses. If you have to sneeze on the air, you have to sneeze. If it's too hot and you need to turn down the air condition, just say it's too hot. You have to turn down the air condition. There are some radio peeps who want to give the impression that, you know, we're not human beings, we're robots, or that everything is perfect in here. Oh, no. If you've ever been in a radio studio, especially one that has equipment from 1972, well, you know that it's not the perfect scenario. But also, we're people, which means we have hiccups. Sometimes we have to sneeze in the worst possible moments. And then sometimes you have the, I don't know. That wouldn't be really a frog in your throat, just like a thing. I don't know. People just have to clear their throats, right?
They do.
Let me clear my throat.
They do.
Yes. Marco's here. Oh, okay. Let me finish this, though. So the Mets are sitting in the second spot in the National League wild card. We generally talk about teams that are making a push for the playoffs at this juncture in the season because there's 10 games to go. But how about the team that's going the other way? The Chicago White Sox. Are they going to make history as the worst team ever in Major League Baseball? Could you imagine being Grady Sizemore and having to answer questions about whether or not that's going to be your team in 2024?
Like I've been telling everyone, you know, we get the same question every day.
We're focused
on just one series at a time, one game at a time. You know, everything else is irrelevant right now. You know, we're just trying to get better and win games.
I appreciate that. I suppose that's the only way that you can handle it. So the worst team of all time, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's the 62 Mets.
Correct.
Right? And it's 120 losses.
Correct.
The White Sox are sitting on 117. Oh, man. Now, there are others more recent. For instance, 20-something years ago, the Tigers lost 119. So they're the worst in the American League, Mets in the National League. Though, gosh, going back to the 60s, I have no idea if things were different. I suppose there definitely was realignment.
Well, that was their first year.
Their first year.
The Mets.
Right, but were they always in the National League? This I don't know.
Yeah, it was their first year in baseball. Yeah, they were always in the National League. It was their first year of existence.
Because you remember, there have been realignments.
Yeah, like the Brewers used to be in the National League. Or, you know,
Astros.
Vice versa, used to be in the American League. And now, the Astros.
So, back in 2018, not that long ago, the Orioles lost 115 games. But we know they have completely turned it around. This has just been a brutal stretch for the White Sox. So we're going to connect with Maury Brown at the top of the hour. As I say, he's at an event. He's the baseball writer for Forbes that joins us from the Pacific Northwest. And I'll ask him, how do you fix the White Sox? Where do you even begin to fix the White Sox? But yes, they are closing in on history. And I appreciate that Grady Sizemore, who's the interim manager. Remember, they already fired their manager. The interim manager he's taking it with a grain of salt. Yes, we get asked this question every single day. I bet you do. So, Marco, I don't know if we have a ton of time right now, but I have to throw this out there just because you and I talked about this. I was sharing how this man at the grocery store on Tuesday morning had told me, I searched for you on the internet. I know how much money you make. Mm-hmm. As he was telling me, congratulations on your retirement. So he either got me confused with someone else or he has no idea what he's talking about.
Okay.
But I thought of you when I saw the headline about Adrian Wojnarowski. Woj, who does in fact make millions and millions of dollars as the most esteemed, most connected. Also, he's a huge spoiler. The NBA gets mad at him sometimes when he's spoiling their draft picks. Anyway, so he's so connected that he's been the foremost NBA insider. Going back now, probably 20 years. He's not been at ESPN all that time. He only joined them maybe 6-7 years ago. It's not been that long. But they recently signed him to a contract that is supposed to pay him $100 million. $100 million.
Wow.
Yeah. No, seriously.
See, I didn't Google that. No, I didn't know that.
Can he donate some of that money to me?
Right. So I'll go back and see if I can find maybe, you know, sometimes people are off when it comes to this and contracts, clearly. I'll go back and see if I can find the exact number. But they paid him a lot of money to leave Yahoo Sports, a lot of money to leave Yahoo. And now he's retiring. And what I read is that he's going to have to give some of that money back, of course. He can't keep it all. This is not like baseball where it's guaranteed salaries. But yeah, he's leaving. He's 55 years old. He's, of course, got more than enough money to retire. He's leaving and what he calls a dream job at the worldwide leader to become a general manager at St. Bonaventure.
Right. His alma mater.
Right. So that's great and all. I think that's awesome. I hope that's what he's looking forward to. You probably know the name John Anderson. I worked with him when I was at my previous network. He also recently retired from SportsCenter, and he is now working as, I think he's heading their broadcast department. So leaving broadcasting, moving into academia, that's terrific. Good for Woj. The crazy thing is that schools need general managers now. And I was thinking that it was Alabama, right? They recently hired a GM. It's because of all the money that is getting paid to athletes.
Right.
And not just the NIL, but what's coming down the pike is actual pay for play once the NCAA gets this all worked out. St. Bonaventure is not a major school. It's not. It's considered a mid-major. And yet they need a GM.
Yeah.
How about that? That is a real shift in college sports. And does St. Bonaventure have football? Maybe they have football.
I have no idea.
But it's not a major college football program. They're more known for their basketball. And I mean, I'm kind of blown away that they would need a general manager even at their spot.
Money is money, and everybody's going to need it. So you got to figure out where it's going and how to funnel it and how to do it. So yeah, I mean, it's a job. You know, the fact that Woj is doing this is obviously more of a going back to his alma mater to help out and also to take it easy.
Mm-hmm.
He's obviously tired. And I don't blame him in the least. He's got enough money. That is a very difficult job. You heard everybody talking about it today. You know, Adam Schefter at ESPN was making it very clear about how
it's
difficult.
Nonstop.
Yeah, and again, and I'm sure a lot of people, you know, cry me a river, you make millions of dollars. I think it's the idea that you're grinding for how long before you actually get the payday? And then when you get the payday, you have to grind even harder to be able to justify it. So it winds up being quality of life suffers. And if you have the ability to then get your life back and have the money in the bank and still have your somewhat relatively young,
yeah, he's 55.
More power to you.
He's absolutely still in his prime. But you're right. People don't realize he breaks all the stories, but the amount of time he has to spend on a phone or working his sources or cultivating that to just come up with the one story that he can break. Now, he's very well connected, so a lot of the groundwork he's laid in previous years, it speaks for itself. But
and that's when you didn't make the money. So that's the way it kind of goes up. So you know, you get paid
he's
at the
valuable,
back end.
He's valuable, though. I mean, he's the foremost insider. So it's interesting that he stepped away, and now who is that? Shams Charania, probably a guy who used to work with him, but now they've kind of had a falling out.
I mean, him and Shams were kind of neck and neck with breaking news, so yeah. I'm sure. But the weird part to me is, though, I mean, like, there's only one or two guys that can break news. Like, there is something for the idea that do they really need to be on call like 23, 24 hours a day? They're never allowed to have a day off, and like, can't they have? I mean, maybe this is great. If you're going to pay that much money, millions and millions of dollars to the one person, can they have like two assistants?
Well, the guy who's taking over for him, and I do not know his name, I'm going to look, but the guy who's taking over for him actually broke the story about Ben Simmons.
I'm going to assume you did. Because I'm pretty sure ESPN finding out and Woj not talking, I'm pretty sure they didn't name a successor.
No.
No, I don't think.
Okay, let's see.
So I'm gonna assume. Plus, I didn't see Ben Simmons to the Warriors anywhere.
It says Aaron Rosenberg. The Brooklyn Nets are trading Ben Simmons to the Golden State Warriors. Okay. Sources tell ESPN.
Do you see that anywhere else?
Yeah, he's got 47,000 followers, and he's an ESPN NBA insider stepping in after the legendary Adrian Wojnarowski. How do you get 47,000 followers if you're a fake account? It's been seen 6 million times.
That means nothing.
Just made this up?
Look, I'm not telling you 100% certain, but I have not seen that anywhere. How long ago did that come out?
Okay, so 11 hours ago.
So in 11 hours, no one else has seen this?
It's just him that's saying it.
The Brooklyn Nets are trading Ben Simmons to the Golden State Warriors, sources tell ESPN. And his account, again, 47,000 followers, ESPN NBA insider Aaron Rosenberg stepping in after the legendary Adrian Wojnarowski, bringing you the latest and most accurate NBA news.
I could write that on my Twitter profile.
Okay. But you don't have 47,000, maybe you do have 47,000 followers. How do you get 47,000 followers then?
Well, one, you could pay for him. Two, how many people is he following? I mean, these are little tricks that do to be able to dupe people. And the blue check mark means nothing.
Right, because anyone can get
one. Because you pay for a check mark now. Okay, so you think he's just jumping into the void where Woj is leaving?
No, I think it's a guy that...
What's that saying? Like he's taking advantage of it and trying to pretend he's the new guy?
I think they enjoy getting people to say things that they said because they like seeing people
make
mistakes.
Good thing I didn't retweet it.
And go look at the rest of his tweets.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't do that. All right.
It's really nothing.
So, okay. So it's a parody, maybe.
Probably.
But how do you get 47,000 followers as a parody unless you're freaking funny? Maybe that's the case.
There could be a lot of different. I mean, again, you could pay for that stuff, too. There's a lot of that stuff. Yeah. Oh, you got a quick Google search on Ben Simmons. None of this comes up.
All right. Okay. So I just thought maybe he was breaking it and Woj gave him the inside scoop.
I think Woj... is already on a boat somewhere with his feet up.
To St. Bonaventure?
I think he's done.
A boat to St. Bonnie?
He didn't even want to do the interview of why he's leaving. Goodbye, everybody. He was smart enough to just walk away. I'm done. See ya.
By the way, St. Bonnie, I didn't think this was the case, but I wanted to clarify, does not have football. So you're talking about a non-football university that still needs a general manager.
Again, money's money, man.
That is incredible. That's incredible.
And it goes to show you how much money is in college athletics that...
Yes.
Knew, but now we'll know even more.
I'm going to go on a limb and say that Marco is not going to break the Ben Simmons story on his...
Negative.
on his update. All right, at the top of the hour, Maury Brown from Forbes will talk about the baseball season with 10 games to go. Here's our latest sports update. And here's Marco Belletti.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
And it was sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with Life Electronic Device and Pet Health Insurance. When Jordan Love went down for the Packers with a sprained MCL, the initial diagnosis had him missing a month. However, Love back to practice on a limited basis, and he's hopeful to play Sunday against the Titans.
The trainers are seeing everything I'm doing, and they're not going to put me out there unless they feel confident that I can protect myself. But at the same time, that's why it's good to get some practice reps in and get that feel of what it's like again. But at the same time, there's just nothing that's... like when it's live bullets, you're in the game, and that rush is real. So there's a lot of things that I might not experience before I get back in the game.
Meanwhile, Panthers made headlines, sent last year's number one pick Bryce Young to the bench. Another former number one pick in Baker Mayfield is at his own rough roads before finding his new home in Tampa, and he's got confidence that Young's final chapter has not been written.
It's a matter of the pieces around you, the coaches, and for Bryce, a guy that, I can relate to this, finding that belief within yourself again, and he'll get it. His story's far, far from finished.
Baseball, big day for Corbin Carroll as the Diamondbacks trying to secure a playoff spot.
The offense is really taking off.
There's a swing. That ball hit well. Deep to right field and gone. Second homer of the day for Corbin Carroll. As it's now a 5-0 Diamondback lead here in the second.
Pair of jacks for Carroll. Diamondbacks overpowered the Rockies 9-4. Call courtesy of the Diamondbacks Radio Network. Elsewhere, the Mets suffocate the Nationals 10-0. Braves lit up the Reds 7-1, while the Padres shut out the Astros 4-0. Manny Machado went deep twice. Dylan Cease allowed just 2 hits over 8 1/3. So Mets and D-backs remain tied for the second wild card, 2 games up on Atlanta. Brewers walked it off of the Phillies 2-1, clinching the AL Central for the third time in 4 years. Yankees able to survive the Mariners 2-1-10. They officially clinch a playoff spot. A's took out the Cubs 5-3. Guardians survived the Twins 5-4-10. Tigers double the Royals 4-2. Detroit, not just a half game behind Minnesota for that final wild card. Dodgers rocked the Marlins 8-4. Rangers shut down the Blue Jays 2-0. Giants erased the Orioles 5-3. Cardinals too much for the Pirates 10-5. Red Sox double the Rays 2-1. And the Angels outlast the White Sox 4-3-13. And the Orioles, a bit of a surprise. They designated Craig Kimbrell for assignment. ERA pushing 14 over his last 11 appearances. ERA of 5-3-3 for the season. I'm Marco Belletti.
855-212-4227. That's the number to get in touch with us, the Infinity Sports Network. Give us a call. 855-212-4227. With Amy Lawrence.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Final night of the week that does not have football. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, if you include the college games in there as well. And we'll talk a little bit of the college as we head into the weekend. Early preview of week three to come with the Jets and the Patriots. We're starting off in the AFC East. And speaking of that division, I happened to come across a clip from Manti Te'o. He was on Sirius XM NFL Radio, and I didn't realize this, but he has a close relationship with Tua and was able to connect with his family in the wake of this most recent concussion.
When Tua's in season mode, I kind of let my brother do his thing. Sometimes he'll call me Saturday before the game and check in, see how everything's going, check in on my kids, I'll check in on his kids. And that's about it. So I haven't heard from him personally, and I don't expect to, because he's just locked in right now and especially trying to get back healthy. But I did hear from Uncle Nalu, and Uncle Nalu assured me that everything's okay. Tua's doing better. He's with the family. He has a lot of people reaching out to him. So he's in good spirits from my talk with Uncle Nalu. And, you know, it's no surprise to me that he's going to try to get back. Based on what Uncle Nala told me, where his spirits are and all of that stuff. So that made me happy.
That's insight from Manti Te'o, again, on Sirius XM NFL Radio. I did not realize the relationship that he has with Tua and Tua's family, but good to hear that insight that he had talked to Tua's dad via text. And he did say there was more to the conversation that I listened to. He did say that he reached out to Tua, doesn't often hear back when something's going on mid-season. It might take Tua a little time to respond because he really does close ranks and get very focused. But in this case, was glad to hear from his dad. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Completely different injury for Jordan Love, but can you believe he was back at practice with the Packers on Wednesday, just a week and a half after he suffered that PCL injury in Brazil?
I'm going to take the week and just take it day by day and see how it feels, but I'm not going to make any decision on that now. You know, I'm hopeful that I'll get to that point where I can get in there, but we're just going to, you know, take it day by day and see.
They did not put him on IR, as you remember, so there is still a chance that he could play week three versus the Titans, but there is one bar he has to set and pass before he would do that.
The trainers are seeing everything I'm doing, and they're not going to put me out there unless they feel confident that I can protect myself. But at the same time, that's why it's good to, you know, get some practice reps in and get that feel of what it's like again. But at the same time, there's just nothing that's like when it's live bullets, you're in the game, and that rush is real. So there's a lot of things that I might not experience before I get back in the game.
Yeah, so the idea is that he has to be able to, I don't want to say run, but he has to be able to protect himself, meaning that he has to be able to move around when the pass rush is coming, or if the pocket's collapsing, he's able to step up or laterally move to the side. He's got to be able to move enough that he can sidestep or get around the pressure as it shows up. If you all missed my conversation with the Seahawks, by the way, we talked about everything that the Mike McDonald tenure means for this team that started out 2-0. They play the Dolphins in week number 3. And as for the Packers take on the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. Just a snippet of week number 3. But back to baseball next. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.